Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gives 9 mantras to make India self-reliant, participates in Lakshakanth Gita Parayan program at Sri Krishna Math in Udupi. President Draupadi Murmu says government taking several steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy and value-based. Aadhaar cards no longer to be accepted as birth certificate or proof of date of birth in Uttar Pradesh. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India from 4th December to attend 23rd India-Russia annual summit, also to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Cyclone Ditwa heads towards Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Speculations on jailed former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan intensify. Family and party demand immediate access. And curtains to come down on 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought citizens' commitment to 9 resolutions dedicated to the national cause. Addressing devotees of Sri Krishna Math in Udupi in Karnataka, he sought the support of seers, devotees and citizens to conserve water and rivers, be part of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, uplift at least one poor person from poverty and encourage Swadeshi movement for safeguarding our economy and our entrepreneurs. He also called upon countrymen to encourage natural farming, lead a healthy lifestyle using millets, reduce oil usage and adopt yoga as part of our daily life.
हमारा पहला संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हमें जल संरक्षण करना है, पानी बचाना है, नदियों को बचाना है। हमारा दूसरा संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हम पेड़ लगाएंगे, देश भर में एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान को गति मिल रही। इस अभियान के साथ अगर सभी मठों का सामर्थ्य जुड़ जाएगा तो इसका प्रभाव और व्यापक होगा। तीसरा संकल्प कि हम देश के कम से कम एक गरीब का जीवन सुधारने का प्रयास करें।
The Prime Minister called upon Indians to visit 25 places known for its heritage and traditions. He pointed out that Bhagavad Gita, which is the teachings of Lord Krishna, is an inspiration to most of the programs of the central government.
Lakshakanth Gita ka ye avsar ek vishal urja pind ko anubhav karne ka avsar ban gaya hai. Ye vishwa ko सामूहिक चेतना की शक्ति भी दिखा रहा। श्री श्री सुगणेन्द्र तीर्थ स्वामी जी, उन्होंने जिस कोटि गीता लेखन यज्ञ की शुरुआत की है, वो अभियान सनातन परंपरा का एक वैश्विक जन आंदोलन है।
During his visit to Sri Krishna Math in Udupi today, he was part of group recitation of Bhagavad Gita, known as Gita Parayan. He inaugurated the gold-plated Tirtha Mandapa and dedicated gold-plated Kanaka Kindi, a sacred window that Lord Krishna is believed to have opened for his devotee saint Kanakadas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Sri Samsthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math to attend the function marking its 550th anniversary in South Goa. The Math is headquartered in Parthagali, a small town in South Goa on the river banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when the Prime Minister will visit the Math in Karnakorn. President Draupadi Murmu today said the government of India is taking several important steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy and value-based. Promoting yoga and meditation globally and spearheading the International Day of Yoga campaign are such initiatives. The president was speaking at the launch ceremony of Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. She said that India's ancient civilization has always given the world the message of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Today, when the world is facing many challenges, these ideas become even more relevant.
काफी प्राचीन सभ्यता और संस्कृति ने स्वदेव विश्व को वसुधैव कुटुंबकम का संदेश दिया, अर्थात संपूर्ण विश्व हमारा परिवार है। आज जब विश्व कई चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है, तब ये विचार और अधिक प्रासंगिक बन गया है। इस महान संकल्प को सिद्ध करने के लिए इस अभियान का प्रभावी योगदान रहेगा।
Later in the afternoon, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. The Uttar Pradesh government has clarified that Aadhaar cards will no longer be accepted as a birth certificate or as proof of date of birth. The directive was issued after the state's planning department emphasized that an Aadhaar card does not contain any officially certified birth record and therefore cannot be treated as an authentic document for establishing an individual's birth details. In the official order, Amit Singh Bansal, Special Secretary in the Planning Department, instructed all state departments to stop accepting Aadhaar cards for birth-related verification. The notice highlights that Aadhaar is primarily an identity and address proof, not a document that records birth information. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India believes in peace and dialogue but will not compromise on its sovereignty and the security of its citizens. Addressing the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said it is the blend of restraint and firmness of the Indian Armed Forces that manages the country's neighbourhood challenges while contributing to regional stability. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that countries across the Indo-Pacific and the Global South look to India as a reliable partner. He further added that economic growth, technological capabilities and principled foreign policy have made the country a voice of balance and responsibility.
These days, countries across the Indo-Pacific and the Global South look to India as a reliable partner. This trust has not come to us automatically. It has been earned through our consistent stand for respect of sovereignty of nations and the rules-based international order.
The Defence Minister unveiled Ekam AI, a unified AI platform, Prakshepan India's first military climatology application, AI handbook for military leaders and Digitalisation 3.0 book. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that free trade agreements with several countries have helped to increase scope of business and investment in the country. Addressing the 98th annual general meeting of FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said India is in talks with 14 group countries, including the US and the European Union, in this regard. The minister also called for stronger research and development frameworks and industry participation, stressing that global companies have committed $100 billion worth of investments in India.
The last 98 years, the very important role that FICCI has played is truly etched in record books, as we just saw while we unveiled the 100-year logo of FICCI. It's an organization that has proud lineage, being founded at the behest of Mahatma Gandhiji. And the theme that you have chosen today resonates perfectly with Mahatma Gandhi's vision, self-reliant economic powerhouse.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from the 4th of next month for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Putin will be visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the External Affairs Ministry said. During his visit, the Russian President will hold talks with Prime Minister Modi.
Both sides are working on the annual summit, which is to be held in Delhi, to strengthen ties. And in that regard, several issues that form part of the outcome are being discussed and being looked into right now.
The forthcoming state visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to review progress in bilateral relations. It will also set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Cyclonic storm Ditwa has moved towards Tamil Nadu coast with the speed ranging from 7 to 10 kilometers per hour. According to the weather department, it is located 320 kilometers south-southeast of Karaikal and 530 kilometers south of Chennai. It is very likely to continue to move north-northwestwards across Sri Lanka to reach North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coasts by early morning of the 30th of November.
Extremely heavy rains are expected in Nagapattinam, Karaikal, Mayiladuthurai and some places in Delta districts today. Some coastal districts are likely to receive heavy to moderate fall also. Tomorrow, the coastal areas extending from Nagapattinam to Kanchipuram will be heavy to extremely heavy rainfall according to the weather department. Rains are likely to continue till 30th in northern Tamil Nadu and South Andhra. Due to gusty winds, train services to Rameswaram have been stopped temporarily. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea as gusty winds up to 85 km per hour is expected. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Panaji, Goa, with a grand closing ceremony. Our correspondent reports that the ceremony will be attended by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among a host of other important dignitaries.
IFFI concludes today with the Thai film A Useful Ghost by Rajapom Bonbun Chachoke. The film is a black comedy about a recently deceased woman who returns as a ghost possessing a vacuum cleaner to clean the house and protect her family from other vengeful spirits.
กลับมามี 2 สาเหตุ 1 คือวิญญาณยังจำได้ว่าใครได้ทำอะไรกับมันไว้ 2 มีคนเป็นยังจำคนตายคนนั้นได้นี่เรื่องจริงเหรอเรากลับมาหาเธอจริงๆ
The screening will be followed by a grand closing ceremony at the Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium. The coveted Golden Peacock for the best film of the festival will be awarded. A host of other awards including the ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal, Silver Peacock Awards and a special jury prize will also be given amongst others. The ceremony will also felicitate acclaimed actor Rajinikanth celebrating 50 years of his cinematic journey. With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Panaji.
Speculation surrounding the well-being of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to intensify after unverified Afghan media reports claimed that he had died while in custody at Adiyala jail. In response, his son, Qasim Khan, has publicly demanded confirmation that his father is alive, along with immediate access and his eventual release. Posting on X yesterday, Qasim said it has now been 845 days since Imran Khan was imprisoned, adding that his father has reportedly spent the last 6 weeks in a death cell with no contact allowed with family members. Days after an Afghan national allegedly opened fire on two National Guard members near the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a sweeping immigration decision, stating that he intends to permanently pause migration from all what he termed as third world countries. The proposed move, if implemented, could significantly affect millions seeking entry into the U.S. for education, work, safety or asylum, and may reshape global migration patterns. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading marginally higher in afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 105 points to 85,826, while the Nifty added 15 points to 26,231 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gives 9 mantras to make India self-reliant, participates in Lakshya Kantha Gita Parayan program at Sri Krishna Math in Udupi. President Draupadi Murmu says government taking several steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy and value-based. Aadhaar cards no longer to be accepted as birth certificate or proof of date of birth in Uttar Pradesh. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India from 4th December to attend 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, also to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Cyclone Ditwa heads towards Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Speculations on jail former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan intensify. Family and party demand immediate access. And curtains to come down on 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.